discuss interesting but unimportant
hot topics. Get in there, Meg.
Hot topics.
I think we discovered the problem with the mic thing, which is that I lean in really far.
I know. I need to lean in more.
Yeah, do it. Like lean in more.
It's just, there we go. I feel like my posture is all...
posture is important.
I'm just going to rest. I know. I wish this was a visual medium sometimes. Sarah and I are leaning over with like our hands.
Oh, Eric, like, take a picture.
Surrounding our faces.
All right, this will be documented.
We're pausing for the picture, but we really shouldn't.
There we go. All right, that'll be on the site.
We're just
soon.
Like resting our hands on our faces like 1950s happy children.
That is an adorable picture, I must say.
Just real quick, speaking of dressing like adorable children.
Okay, yeah, let's discuss that.
Before we get into Doc Talk, I am wearing, like, as you'll see in our adorable picture, like a pink fleece,
like zip up.
Not like a full out jacket. It's not that springy out.
And it's not a sweatshirt.
And
she's
Sarah
fancier.
It's not a sweatshirt, please. Please. I have things to do. Please. So Sarah was trying to get into my place and she was ringing the doorbell, which Eric had just rung loud and clear.
But it didn't work
for Sarah. And then my upstairs neighbors, they have several very adorable children. They were coming out and then Sarah was trying to get in and that's when I got onto the scene. And Sarah's like, oh, you're wearing the same thing. And I thought she meant as the last time she saw me. And I'm like, oh, was I wearing this last time? And she's like, no, you're wearing the same thing as like that three-year-old girl.
Child.
Because that adorable three-year-old girl, because she was wearing like
jeans and a pink fleece.
It's probably from Old Navy, right? Is it from Old Navy?
From Old Navy.
And there's an Old Navy right down the street. So probably they went shopping there.
Santa gave it to me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
so nice. Santa, and a black one too I have. But this one.
Nice
and warm. I just assumed it was like Land's End.
It was Old Navy. So maybe hers is also from Old Navy.
Probably.
Because, yeah, there is an Old Navy near here.
In the Atlantic Center. Which does not have a hot topic, but it does have.
It really ought to.
We should find one in Manhattan or possibly even New Jersey
and go to Hot Topic
and go and like do a photo video exploration.
We could actually. There's one even closer in Staten Island.
Oh, we could go to Staten Island.
Staten Island field trip.
Staten Island. Wait, what is it?
Strong Island.
That's different though. That's a Long Island, right?
Can I just shout out?
Wait, what is the Wu-Tang Clan called Staten Island?
Shaolin.
Shaolin. Yeah. Go to Shaolin and go to Hot Topic.
And actually, I didn't even know.
Let's go to the Hot Topic and
for
Shaolin.
Some reason that they,
cream,
that was.
Casual,
yeah, I didn't know that Shaolin was.
I didn't know.
For a while, that was the nickname. And I lived on Staten Island with my uncle when I first moved to the city.
Shaolin represent.
And I never ran into any of the Wu-Tang Clan members. But when I was booking the one-way rental car that I drove all my stuff up in, the rental car agent was like, okay, you're going to Shaolin, New York. He said that, and I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I was like, Shaolin. I was like, Staten Island. He's like, yeah, Shaolin. I was like, no, Staten Island. He thought I was such a dork. He's like, no, it's like a nickname for it. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know. I had no idea.
So what you're saying is that rental car agent was nothing to fuck with?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Enterprise rental car ain't nothing to fuck with.
Wait, how would you spell
Shaolin? It's because they borrowed from that, like, what is it? Chinese. I mean, that's what it is. It's like Chinese. Shaolin is like a temple or something, is it? Shaolin is like Shaolin. Shaolin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows more about
it's
about
like Wu-Tang.
Staten Island, Shaolin, or Wu-Tang, feel free to comment on our Facebook page and edumacate us.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please, I'm being edumacated right now.
Guys, speaking of edumacated,
yes.
Can I just say that this week's doc, I felt like, seemed far more edumacational than the Alien one.
It was
one.
Way better done. It was
I don't
like
know if
done...
it actually was truthfuller, but it seemed much more truthfuller.
Well, this...
it was more truthfuller.
On a scale of truthfuller...
Truthfulness. Yes.
Truthfuller-ness.
Well, you studied the Galapagos.
On a scale of truthfuller... I mean, supposedly this is a true story.
Yes.
Like, this really happened. Those people were actually there. Like, they were written up in newspapers.
Yes.
Whereas the aliens... Yeah. I mean, while there were experts,
we're specialists.
There was a lot of speculation.
A lot of speculation.
And like extrapolating data, possibly not. Anyway, so this supposedly, but yes, but some of the people.
We should say the name of it.
Make it. Yes, let's. So the Galapagos Affair: Satan Came to Eden, 2013.
It was a documentary available on
Netflix. PG or PG-13. It has on my Netflix 3.5 stars. I would give it a lot because it was
a lot of stars.
A lot of stars. That's a good rating. A lot. It was good.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
Like, it had me entertained and at the edge of my seat the whole time. And then the little description on Netflix says this, which I think I read actually last episode, but let me
read
all
of
this again.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to get into it. This documentary tells the little-known tale of a handful of European dreamers whose relocation to the Galapagos Islands took a tragic turn.
Tragic.
It says it's starring Cate Blanchett. I guess maybe she's one of the voiceovers.
She's one of the voiceovers.
Of the women. I don't know who.
How did they get her? That's pretty
Sebastian
good. That's a big
because
person.
It's a really good documentary.
Because it's really easy to record audio.
That's true. She did it.
And she has, she can do accent. So obviously whenever you hear Satan, you think probably evil, probably I always tend to think like murder. Like I wasn't like, oh, maybe they starved to death, because that's not really Satan.
No, murder.
That's like
Mother
Nature.
Like a malicious act.
Yes. Sure. And then Came to Eden, which is like saying that this is paradise, which as we know, the Galapagos is home to many species.
Yeah.
And it is very beautiful.
But that one woman who grew up there kept on stating over and over again, this is not paradise. I don't know why everybody calls it paradise. My idea of paradise doesn't include as much hard labor.
That's right. There was a lot of hard. Well, because nothing was built. Nothing was built on there.
Yeah, you're not like in a hotel. Like, yeah, I mean, hard.
It was before the Baroness
built her hotel. Side note, there's no hotel on the island.
No, she.
Even now.
She never did, right?
Right.
Yeah,
she
died.
And then she claimed she was going to make it to. Yeah, so then I guess there's like this town. Nearby that
on another
has
island.
Yeah that ha- on another island that has like more modern technologies, so they're very much on like this deserted, there's really nothing there, like they're building their own houses, making their own food, all hard labor all the time. Okay, so where
isolating
are we? There's so many
well it
people.
Starts off following the Ridders, right? The
Ridders,
they go from Amsterdam to try building a new life on the Galapagos Islands. The exact one was called Floriana.
Floriana, which they named it, right?
Did they name
their area?
I thought it was named.
They named their little area.
Maybe they named
they
their
named
area.
Their, like,
their area,
like,
but I think the island was.
Oh, right. Floriana. So they moved there because they were like followers of Nietzsche, and there was like the start of like the World War, and like they just wanted out of there, and they believed. I don't know what followers of Nietzsche quite believe, like
I
that like life should be hard and terrible all the time, and like you should just push through. Also, they were vegetarians.
They were vegetarians. That's right.
I got this feeling a lot of them were kind of like these hipsters
they were old school hipsters, maybe.
No, but some of them really were. Like, they didn't want to, like, you know, they wanted to live their lives their own way. And, like, the women were talking about, like, they didn't want to be locked into these, like, roles for women where, like, the expectation. Like, they did talk about some of that. And then I think also, too, just, like, they didn't want to have to, like, be a slave to their job and, like, pay taxes and, like, the trappings of, like, quote, modern society at that point in time.
Well, I think that was true for the first couple that moved there. But
so,
then when the Whitmers
describe
came.
The Ridders, like, who they were then. The couple. Have we walked through? Okay. Are we on to the next group then? Because it's very.
No, we can discuss. So they were both married to other people. He was a Ritter, right? Dr. Ritter.
Dr. Ritter.
And
she
like,
was
a physician. Yeah.
What was
he
her
was
name?
A doctor. Her name was, let's see if I have it here. Adora.
Adora.
No, not Adora. Sorry. Dora.
And they were both married to other. They were both married to other people, and they left their spouses to move to this island together.
And, like, did you get the opinion, like, their relationship was not great?
It was not.
I mean, even very early on, it was like, she's like, I feel like he thinks I can't handle this emotionally and physically, and I feel like he thinks I can't keep up, and he's like, why are you so emotional? And, like, hard labor is the way to a better... And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, they already...
He did seem also, like a bad dude.
She had MS, and he was like, you just need to get over your MS in your brain, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, with hard labor.
Yeah, and then also, like...
I feel like he just was no sweetheart.
He was not. He seemed a rough dude.
Except for maybe later on, to the Baroness.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, okay.
But do you think he was nice to her either?
I don't really think it was like a matter, like he didn't think he was being mean. He thought he was giving her what she needed. Like she needed like tough love. And he was like, all right, I will provide, not even love though. I will provide
to
this toughness.
Cure her of her MS.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But also there was that crazy thing he said about her. Yeah. Cause like she was spending all her time with like a burro.
With the donkey.
Yeah. Dancing. Dancing with the donkey. Oh, she was doing, that was creepy. Amazing. Right.
Yeah. Well, she wanted someone to hang out with.
That's right. It was like her pet. Yeah.
That's right.
My pet
I think
portal.
She was lonely. Because, she was. I mean, if he's your only companion in multiple ways,
he seemed like a curmudgeon. Oh, he did, yeah.
No, he did not want to practice like being a doctor in any capacity. Like, I feel like he hated it. And like, if his own like companion was sick, I feel like he'd be like, oh, I gotta actually practice medicine. And when other people were sick, he was like very resentful that they wanted medical attention.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same
doesn't that
time,
go against like your Hippocratic oath?
You,
he left because of that. Yeah. Like, he didn't want to be a part of that job. So like my thought then was like, I couldn't believe the assumptions of the, was it the Whitmers?
Yes.
When they showed up, that they were like, oh yeah, we wanted to move to an island and like have a you know, like a Robinson Crusoe existence, but we wanted to move to this island because he was a doctor and he lived there, and we just assumed he would help us.
Yeah.
And it's like, you assume that? Why would you assume that?
Wow.
Well, but he doesn't have a facility. He doesn't have an office, a hospital, the
supplies?
Medication.
Basic supplies.
And she was pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So she wanted him, like, couldn't you have waited, like, 3 more months or, however many months along? Wouldn't you stay in Europe, have the baby there?
Modern medicine, you're right.
Just, I mean,
but again, the World War was coming.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Was
is
it
that
urgent? It was that.
I think maybe
I
that's
guess the
it.
Thing is when a world war is happening, when you feel like a world war is coming,
you might die.
You don't know for sure when it's going to start.
I guess I thought maybe they had a little more time, but you're right. Maybe this really was right before
it
things got really intense.
August 1932. When did that happen in relation to anybody know?
Well, that's okay.
Not very good at history.
Sarah, what were you going to say? You were going to say
that's
something.
That's what I was going to say. Just the assumption of the Whitmers. Like, like being like, we'll move here because it's paradise, but also there's a doctor there who will take care of us.
Yeah.
Like, he so clearly didn't want to participate.
I know. Also, did you notice the sons were very bitter? Like the son was, oh, my parents took us to this godforsaken corner of the world.
Yeah.
They called it godforsaken. It's like, it's, I don't know.
Well,
that's
maybe
a little harsh.
Of the Satan coming to Eden part. Do you think
they meant it like that?
Maybe.
Do you think they meant like because things got ugly, or you think they just hated this?
I think they hated it.
Okay. Because
maybe they're isolated. They didn't have a normal childhood like other kids. And then the other son, there were two sons.
Remember that woman was like, we were all social outcasts. She's like, yes. I didn't go to finishing school. I didn't even go to beginning school. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they all had to like marry
the few other children.
The other children, like the from the
That's
one
right.
other family. Sorry, what were you saying, Eric?
No, I was saying the other son. The other son, like he kind of looked like Keith Richards on a bad day. Did you notice that? I think his name was Tepe or something. He looked kind of like haggard. And he said he was bitter
really
too.
Going for
he
it
was bitter
the,
too. He said leave civilization for a rock. He said that about the experience. Why might my parents leave civilization for a rock?
I mean, I could see, I feel like that would be the kind of thing that as a child you would either love it or you'd hate it. Like, you'd be like, I left behind all these, like, luxuries and things.
Yeah,
or
amenities,
you'd be like, this
easiness,
is amazing. I don't really go to school. There are, like, animals and turtles and donkeys to
iguanas.
Dance with. Iguanas.
Did you notice how many people had photos with iguanas? That's, like, the thing to do on the Galapagos Island.
Did you notice that,
I mean, what
like,
else is there to do?
Right. There was a lot.
Other than, you know, sleep with the Baroness.
True.
So,
or yeah, film pirate whenever, movies.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's get to the good. Not that that wasn't the good stuff, but let's get into the real juice.
Very eccentric.
In 1932, the arrival of Baroness von Wagner-Bosquet and her lovers. I'm looking for their names. I can't remember their names.
She her many lovers.
Two lovers.
Two male lovers.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of them was her husband. Correct.
That's right.
No.
Oh, was it?
No.
I thought he was the one. And then they were like, and she's really not even a baroness.
She wasn't?
No, she was a self-titled baroness.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if I know exactly what that title
is. I missed that.
Like, what
interesting.
Makes
okay.
you yeah. technically a baroness.
She was a dancer in France and then married a Frenchman and started referring to herself as a baroness. And then I think left with two lovers to go to the club.
Oh, I thought one of them was there. And then she would, like, command them
to both be in
sleep
bed with
in her bed or whatever they were implying was happening.
Dominate
that
matrix.
She was like, three of them were all lovers.
So wait, where did she get the money from then? Because wasn't she going to build
a
hotel or
something?
I thought she
was
a baroness. I didn't understand that.
I think she just decided she was going to build a hotel and that rich people would come and stay there.
Oh, okay. Maybe did she get money from the sea captain? Remember? Wasn't the sea captain fond of her?
The sea captain was quite fond of her.
You guys. Everyone was fond of her.
Can I just say, this is a pet peeve of mine. Not pet peeve.
Okay.
This is of interest to me, I guess. So much bralessness in all the clips of Island. And, like, especially, like, in the shoot of the pirate movie. Like,
she's always wearing the one shirt, though. And, like, she's literally wearing the same outfit, unless that's the only footage they have, and it was, like, over 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
She seems to always be wearing this one outfit.
Well, I guess, there's not
stores.
It's like
a halter top, sort of.
So maybe you have very limited clothing.
Yeah, she seems like the kind of woman who, you know, bras can't hold her back.
That's right.
She was ahead of her time. What I liked about
her,
she was ahead of her time and just this, like, eccentric
very
personality,
eccentric.
Does not care what anyone thinks about her, and that way, like, a cool woman of her time. However,
in that way, I was surprised that Friedrich and Dora didn't like her more, because, like, she, like, refused to be a woman of her time.
That's right.
And, like, in theory, they liked that. But in reality, they were like, don't fuck up our island with
That's
your...
That's right.
But I feel like she was flirting with other people's husbands or significant
Friedrich.
Others. Don't you? I feel like maybe that's why they didn't like
maybe.
Her.
Maybe. That's true.
Because she was kind of boundaryless with her love.
But there was that picture of, like, where Friedrich's got, like, his arm around her.
Yes.
And, like, is looking at her, like, so happy. It's, like, the only happy picture of him.
Yeah, like, no one else has ever made him smile.
Yes.
Wow.
Specifically
Harsh.
Not his significant other.
Mm. Dory, I think, not Dora.
It's Dory.
Adora.
Yeah.
We have three different translations. I think it's Dora,
she
Adora,
never made
Dory.
Him smile is the gist of it.
But
the Baroness did. And people were, and the island was very gossipy.
Very gossipy. Well, I guess you have nothing to do.
Yeah,
so
what
it's
else
very
is there
gossipy.
To do besides, like, chit chat?
Exactly.
They disliked each other almost as a way to entertain themselves because some of it seemed a little unfounded. However, some of it did seem like legitimate concern. So then the Baroness wanted to bring a hotel. A lot of people didn't want the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that, in addition to all of her other eccentricities and flirting with people's husbands, made her not super popular.
Very unpopular. But then also, we got to talk about the strange film. It was called The Empress of the Galapagos Islands. It was a silent film.
The most amazing. When this came out in the documentary, I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Yeah.
This is
bananas. It was pretty amazing.
And
it was.
Amazing.
It
okay,
was
wait,
amazing.
The title one more time?
Okay. The Empress of the Galapagos Islands. Yes. Not the Baroness. You think they would have, like...
But they upgraded her to an Empress.
Yeah, now she's an Empress.
So, again, as Sarah described, that wardrobe, she's wearing that outfit.
She's playing a pirates.
A pirates, which is a term I've
nowadays, I think
about.
We just say pirate.
Yeah.
Lady or
female
pirate.
Yep.
You could be a pirates.
Then her husband, they were newlywed pirates, and pirates was played by a man, but then the other woman was played by a man.
Yes.
And
they
loved
That's
that,
right.
And then the man, like, kissed the woman, and it was just, like, what they couldn't get any other... I guess no other woman from the island
wanted to be in it.
Either that or that guy really wanted to play the girl part.
I guess maybe.
Like, that was even more cutting edge for a movie back in the day.
I was like, oh, they're
going for it.
They're going for it. And so, it's like a black and white. It's not a talkie.
Yeah, it's a silent film.
And then it would like cut to, you know, the words, but
the crew of for the film was those ship captains that they befriended
and
them.
Like, oh, these ships would like come to the island periodically. There was a mailbox
Post
there.
Post Office Bay.
Yeah, there was a mailbox at Post Office Bay that was there like prior to all these people moving here. And so like ships would come in, like check in at Post Office Bay for like mail that other ships left behind. So one time when the ship arrived, they discovered all these people like living on the island, basically, and then befriended them,
yes,
and then decided they wanted to shoot a movie about it.
Well, the question is, why did they decide? Who was like, let's shoot a movie? Like,
the captain, I think.
How did this happen? He's like, I'm a filmmaker. I have really expensive film equipment for this era.
Yeah.
On, like, real film.
Yeah.
And I'm in love with the Baroness.
Yeah. So wait, he came there, like, knowing about the Baroness? And
no,
was like,
I don't think so.
Okay, you think he just got there and was like, she's captivating, she's my muse, yeah, I must make a silent film about her.
I want to sleep with her and also make a silent film
about
her.
Which she wrote the story, too.
That's right.
Didn't she?
That's
she,
right.
Like,
she wrote the story.
And she very is this, like, powerful woman in
yeah.
it. Like, there are things about her that are, you know, admirable,
so
positive traits.
Were they planning on releasing the film?
Oh, I think so. I think a lot.
But did it get released?
There was a lot of press about these people.
Oh,
they were
really?
In local
yeah.
newspapers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, there was press about them all over Europe.
Oh, wow.
How long?
But
was
the actual film.
I don't know about the film.
That's what I meant.
Do you
think
you saw the whole thing in the documentary, or do
no,
you think
it was
that
a
was
snippet.
A snippet?
It was a snippet. I think. I don't think
I
it was
that was most of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, how much film equipment did they bring?
Well, that's
what I'm saying.
Exploration.
Be like, true.
Because they were scientists. Like, maybe they were supposed to film some animals. But
what?
That makes
oh,
sense.
I was
filming
like,
animals.
I do not understand.
Yeah, exploring. Like, if they
yeah.
discovered, like, maybe native people
so
there
they
or something like that.
They decided to use this expensive equipment, not for science, but for entertainment.
It wasn't sanctioned by the government. They probably got in a lot of trouble.
Doesn't she attack in the silent film?
Yeah.
She, like, attacks.
She kills
oh,
the
yeah.
wife
she
that's
kills.
On the beach and yeah. then has... No, she has her lover kill the wife who's on the beach, and then she has the husband kill her lover.
That's
and
right.
And then
yeah.
she... And then she and the husband could be together.
But it's such irony because yes. she winds up...
Wait, should we talk about the
oh.
ending, or should
oh,
we
oh.
should we let
oh,
people...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know. If you want to talk about it, I'm cool with that. I'm just
oh,
saying we let people watch
it. All right, spoiler alert. If
spoiler
you did not
alert.
Watch... If you did not watch the documentary, you might want to stop listening to this. Go to Netflix immediately and watch it.
Okay.
I wanna, like,
so like she ends up basically probably killed by her lover that she's rejecting out
yeah.
of the two guys she moved there with.
Mm-hmm.
Probably killed by him. She and the primary lover at this point. And also maybe the Whitmers helped with that murder.
Yeah.
Or helped with the cover up at least.
Yeah.
And then the lover who killed her then dies in, like, a shipwreck.
That's right. Yeah.
And, like, they find him, like, washed up. No, not washed up. Like, starved to death, basically, on a beach. And then...
Oh, is that the Black Sand Islands one?
I think
so, yeah. Called Marchena.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, so, like, basically, in the end, like, everybody's dying
yeah.
except for the Whitmers, who are doing fine and dandy.
Because, yeah, actually, then that Ritter guy dies at the end, too.
Yeah.
The doctor?
And,
yeah,
because
doctor.
they think maybe she poisoned him. They ate boiled chicken, which is
but
a weird way.
But who poisoned him, though?
Dory.
His
yeah.
significant other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or
it was
food
like,
poisoning.
Or food poisoning.
Chicken.
Boiled.
Wait, but these chickens, like, die.
I don't
die.
Know what that means.
These chickens, like,
can you
die.
Not boil chicken?
No, you
I
can boil
know.
It. No, you can boil
no,
it,
but
it's a but weird method.
He was going to boil out the poison that poisoned the chickens.
Oh.
And so he was like, we'll just boil out the poison and it'll be fine to eat.
How were the chickens?
Oh, they
poisoned
the chickens? I thought that
the
chickens
died of something.
Oh.
And then he was like, well, we'll boil out the disease.
Oh,
and then we'll
that's
eat the
a
chicken.
Bad idea.
And it's like,
never
oh,
do
no.
that.
No, guys, you should never try to boil disease out of a chicken.
Any
carcass.
Kind of meat,
oh, no.
bad. Or if the meat is spoiled,
don't
boiling
boil
it,
it,
not going to work.
No.
You got to get violently sick.
Like
might
it,
die. Might die like
if
Dr.
Ritter.
If you
live Ritter. On a deserted island, you're probably yeah. going to die.
Yeah.
But he was a doctor, guys. Let's... He's
he
a doctor.
He couldn't
his
save
idea,
himself.
But he thought that
Nietzsche
was
Nietzsche wanted him to die.
Probably.
So then, doesn't that kind of poke holes? If the chickens were already sort of poisoned or diseased,
yeah.
we can't really blame
Dore. Yeah.
We can't really blame her if they were already diseased
so.
Chickens.
Yeah.
yeah.
But then she didn't eat as much as him. It noted that. So maybe she's like, yeah, this is going to work.
This
sure.
is a good idea.
Here, you have most of the chicken. Let's have this
I
little
think,
bit of
I mean,
chicken.
Like, I mean, like, she's sort of like, this
she
guy's been pushing and pushing and pushing. He wants me to be strong, but you know what? I don't care what he says. I'm not going to eat that dead chicken meat.
Do you think she felt like probably, she had no other options, like a significant other on the island?
Yeah, of course. Who's going to...
It's desolate. I mean, like, there's nobody there.
It's like basically just like Mr. Whitmer.
But then after some of the murders or mysterious deaths started happening, wasn't the Baroness's... Well, before he got washed
washed up on the sand island.
He was available.
True.
I think he was not like a desirable lover though. Like even the Baroness had dismissed him from her bed. Why would Dory want the Baroness's sloppy seconds?
Because everyone was her sloppy seconds. No, I don't mean
the Baroness got around.
I'm not calling her a groove on. I'm not judging the
you're
Baroness,
pretty judgmental,
but
Meg.
She really was.
You're very judgmental, Meg. Judging the Baroness.
No, I just meant, didn't she have relations with almost every guy on the island?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant. He's like her sloppy seconds, but I'm saying that's most of the men on the island, so that can't be your criteria.
That's right.
I didn't mean like that Baroness. I meant like
that Baroness left Europe to get away from people like you, man. People like you, judging
girls
her.
Girls can be so mean to other girls.
I meant if your criteria is to pick a man on the island who has not had relations with the Baroness,
Mr. Whitmer,
it's impossible.
There's really no one else.
Whitmer.
That's all I meant. All due respect to the Baroness and her, you know.
I don't think Mr. Wetmer slept with the Baroness.
Sound like such a Baroness Byrne, but I didn't even mean it that
Baroness
way.
Baroness Byrne. Hashtag Baroness Byrne.
I didn't even mean it that way. That's so funny. Where were we? But I feel like we had so many things going on.
There's
they think they killed, they suspect that if not the boiled poison diseased chicken killed him accidentally.
Yes.
Maybe Dory.
But then
killed
maybe
him on
she
purpose.
Didn't eat that much of it because it tasted diseased, and she was like, "This is a bad idea."
Yeah.
Even though, like, you're a doctor, this is a bad idea.
Or like, also because she was a vegetarian and not
or
used to
she
eating
was
meat.
True.
She was
very
like,
true.
"Why would I eat like a shit ton of meat?"
You're right.
I don't know, but have we covered Satan's?
There wasn't much Satan's presence.
Yeah,
it was just
very
everything went
Satan
bad.
In this
everything went bad.
It is to be noted that the Baroness wanting to put a hotel there was very upsetting to most of the people because they didn't want it to become like a tourist attraction, and they wanted it to be in this deserted place.
Yes.
And then there was an island like not that far away that was essentially that. And so that did cause a lot of tension among people for the Baroness. Plus, I think her like eccentric lifestyle, even to these European dreamers and hipsters,
got on their nerves
sometimes. And then, there were a lot of children running around, and the ones who then married the other families.
My question is, how were there actually so few children?
Me
like,
too.
Contraceptive care.
Were they getting it from these ships that just magically dumped them with tons
weird.
Of goods and everything?
Maybe. I don't know.
Too, but I was thinking also, like, it's a miracle no one died in, like, childbirth.
Oh, yeah. How did that happen? You're right. There's no modern medicine, no hospital.
There was Dr.
But he's not a very good doctor.
Childbirth is actually, it doesn't need to be all modern medicine.
True.
If the baby was premature, like the babies too could have, or the babies could have gotten sick very early on. Yeah. Anyway, I was just impressed with that, but also why are there not more children?
Yeah.
Speaking, by the way, of Satan came to Galapagos, and how there wasn't really much Satan in this. What if for next week we watched a different doc, maybe with a little more Satan,
but also Satan in the title?
Yes, I think that's a perfect idea, Sarah.
Perhaps we could watch that doc you found, Eric. The Truth, the Devil's Bible.
Yeah, the truth behind.
Oh, the truth behind.
Truth behind, : the Devil's Bible.
And that is how the narrator sounds. And it is. Did you see who the narrator was?
Who was the narrator?
Dominic Monaghan from Lost.
I didn't notice that.
Let me just wrap up and start watching our movie for next week.
Exactly. All right. So if you're out there,
please watch
in listener land.
And there was one other thing about, but I
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
There, I'm trying to find this truth about the Satan's Bible because I feel like I just
we'll talk about it next week.
All right. No, I just wanted to make sure I didn't make up who was the narrator. Oh, but so there's all this. Just this is the last thing. Okay.
Go ahead, Meg. Finish up.
No, but this is one of my things. Is like they start the documentary. This is like one of my favorite parts about like these turtles, like the Galapagos turtles or tortoises.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like knowing evil and like sensing evil, and then when times get tough, they keep cutting back to those turtles and to those like lizards.
Yeah, iguanas.
Iguanas like being violent with each other and stuff. But anyway, the intro. Oh, I was gonna play a clip, but we don't have time.
You'll have to look on our Facebook.
I don't know if I can get the clip on Facebook.
Sure, you can.
We can try and find the clip.
Well, it's like pirate the clip, but it's like in Spanish with subtitles, and it's like the tortoises know evil. They can sense evil. They can, and it's like. Oh, it's just
What is that based on? I never knew tortoises knowing evil.
Well, maybe just on the Galapagos Islands.
Okay.
Galapagos tortoises.
Fair enough.
Can I just say, by the way, at the very beginning like of the Galapagos affair, there was like a guy talking who never comes back.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that first...
and they were like lights and a boom mic in
that,
the
I had
shot.
That same note. Why? Look at that. Why Look, was that? Bad framing. First scene. Boom mic, lights, total mess.
I thought we were going to like go back to that shot like and like
an
it would
awful
be explained.
Thing. It's
makes
an
no
awful...
sense. Keep an eye out for it.
And I said interviewing
watching.
This old man. They didn't even like say his name. You're
no,
just some old man.
No, people names an expert. In the beginning. And I feel like that would have been incredibly helpful because it's like all the different families, then some of them they would be like so-and-so's son or daughter or grandson, but it was like, it was a little hard to keep track of all of these different people at first. Then you're like, oh, I see where this is going. This was a little bit like that movie, The Beach, with Leonardo DiCaprio, where it's like this lawless paradise.
I did
all right,
not
guys,
see that.
I need to end on this note, because I'm the one who takes us over time.
You do.
Every ep.
But it's good, though. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. You're enthusiastic.
Your enthusiasm is appreciated.
Well, guys, join us next week when we're going to talk about more important topics like Baroness Burns.
Baroness Burns.
Satan.
And more Devil Bible.
Devils.
The Devil's Bible.
Guys, we're
so
going
watch
a certain
that.
Direction with this podcast.
Uh-oh.
But let
I know,
it be known, this is Eric's pick, so I'm very
this
excited.
One is. This
actually,
is.
Eric, I watched a little bit of that on my own before you mentioned it.
Oh, really?
So when I saw it in the email to us, I was like, oh, my God, Eric and I are like... on the same page with this because I was looking through. Yeah, so.
It's the Netflix algorithm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all of those, the truth behind, look pretty promising.
Yes.
There's like a series.
And they're short and easy to watch. They're only 45 minutes.
This was,
if you don't have much time, boom.
This was a full two-hour journey.
Yeah, like, the other one,
the Galapagos
was.
Please tell us what you think about the silent film. Please tell us what you think about this like turtle legend, tortoise legend. Please tell us what
tell
you
us
think
about Shaolin.
About.
Yeah, Shaolin.
Please.
One of you listening knows about Shaolin.
If you know
please
a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, because there's a lot of members, and if they'd like to be on the show, we can make that happen.
We can make that happen.
We
they can come to
happen.
Meg's apartment.
Yeah.
Hashtag dreams come true.
Hashtag dreams do
Hashtag
come true.
Blessed.
Hashtag. All right, let's end this.
So tune in next week for Doc Talk, the truth behind the Devil's Bible. Until next week. This is Eric Risk and
Meg Scanlon
and
Sarah Ruth Bliss
signing off. Bye-bye.